Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to give a shout out to Lisa, the young lady that does our introduction. She does our commercials. We're so grateful that she was so eager to help us. And we just want to give a shout out to her for that. And today I've got my good friend, Mr. Don McGrath. Don is known around the world as Dandy Don. And I'm starting to smile because I'm going to ask Dandy Don a question. Dandy, you're in Winslow, Arizona, and I've got to know, have you taken a picture of yourself standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona?
Yeah, actually, not today yet. We just had breakfast, but we've been here before. We're staying at this unbelievable hotel. It's an old Fred Harvey train station. It's all been restored. It's incredible. It's called the La Posada. If you're through there, you got to go there. But yeah, of course, you got to go stand next to the statue of Glenn Frey in front of the red pickup truck and have your picture taken standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Yeah, a lot of people. That song was by the Eagles. It's called Take It Easy. And Don, you were sharing with me that was written by Glenn Frey and who else?
And Jackson Brown. Do you know how when you go to an old hotel, they'll often have the little placard by the rooms about famous people who have stayed there? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm staying one from some politician. I don't even remember their name, but right next door is the Jackson Brown room. I'm a big Jackson Brown fan, by the way. Oh. And so it's the Jackson Brown room. And I was reading the little placard and it talks about Jackson Brown. And it mentioned that he co-wrote Take It Easy with Glenn Frey. And, if you ever drive into Winslow, you could almost hear that sound and you almost hear that song in your ears, as you're driving into town.
Okay,
there's nothing but a long, empty road.
Yeah, that's amazing because, like you, I'm a music lover, and it's really interesting how when you start reading and learning about how people interact in their daily lives, because everyday life is so much more interesting than anything else. It's kind of like, truth is stranger than fiction could ever be. And last week, before we get started today, I want to do a quick recap of last week. We had Bill Heinrich on the show, and Bill silenced me and Don. And the way he did that is that Don made a comment about when, him and I, we make decisions real quickly. Well, guess what? What did Bill tell us about decisions, Don? Do you remember?
Yeah. So Bill said to us, are you ready for some expansion? And whenever Bill says something like that, just be prepared. When you're ready for expansion, that means, are you ready to take your thinking and your thoughts and your heart to the new level? And what Bill said is, never make a decision again. He said, never make a decision again. He said, decision implies finality. It implies that that's the end. And, he said life, it's just constant choices, didn't he, Jim? He said it's all about making choices, and choices are more open-ended.
Yeah, because he said when you make a decision, you start putting stress because now you've got to stay on that path. You can't go east or west. You got to stay with blinders on and go straight ahead, and that induces stress on you, and you're focused on the end result. He says, where in a choice, you're more flexible. And that enables you to be able to be of service to others and not be so rigid in your thinking. And there was a lot of great information. And folks, the podcast of Bill from last week, last Friday's show, it's on Toganet's website. So you can download it and listen to it. We got Friday freebies on there. And I think we're going to have Friday freebies again today. But was there anything else about the show that you want to share with people from last week, Don?
You know, I think just thinking about that comment as I sit here, you know, I was a leader in Fortune 500 companies for over 20 years, and I wish I had that insight back then. Because think about all the stress on myself and on my team about making decisions and having hard things ahead of us. And I think if we had that this mindset around it's a choice and we can continue to make choices, I think we would have been more effective. So I wish I had run into Bill back when I was in my corporate job. And I think this what Bill has to offer can be of help to entrepreneurs as well as people in a corporate setting. I really believe that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because Bill talks about when you're making choices, you're leaving your options open and your focus is on helping others and blessing others. It's not on some numerical, you know, fixture somewhere down the line there. And because we would have been brainwashed all of our life. I mean, what do you know, people tell you to do? Make a decision, you know. Oh, my goodness. But ladies and gentlemen, on the TogiNet website there, podcast, you can download the podcast. Underneath the show there, there's a detailed list of the things that we covered there on the show with Bill's picture. The Friday freebies are listed there, how you can get in touch with Bill, how you can get your Friday freebie from him. I think it was a free coaching call, how you can get the Friday freebie from last week from us. And we just, you know, want you to take full advantage of it because there's a lot of value we delivered last week in the show. Would you agree with that, Don?
Oh, absolutely. And I still recall when Bill was talking about, you know, and I'd heard this before from him because I've done some coaching with him, is things either come from fear or they come from love. And we'll be talking quite a bit about this on today's show with our special guest because, you know, when things come from love, then things, energy flows in a positive direction and great things come when they come out of fear. Have you ever noticed that the more you chase something, the more elusive it gets, Jim?
Oh, yes. And, you know, you get obsessed with it. And I realized that when I ran my company. I mean, you know, I was obsessed with, you know, I got to get this deal. I've got to get that deal. And I got to get up earlier. I got to work harder. I mean, it just consumes you because you can ask Evelyn. I mean, I used to get up early, work late, and work on weekends all for the same amount of money because that's where my focus was. And it burns up so much of your potential in life because you think back, what was that? Don, you got to help me out here. How Bill took us back to a place. So think back to a place that was really pleasant for you. Maybe it could have been a birth of a child, a marriage, a special time with your parents. And he says, that's all coming from the heart.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Oh, yeah. I cannot do a great job of explaining the way Bill did, but I mean, I was sitting there with my eyes closed, and he was taking me on a trip through the mental canyons of my mind.
Yeah, it was absolutely powerful. I still remember. Yeah. I can still feel that moment because you're right. In that episode, yeah. He really brought us back just in a few moments, right? Just in a very short amount of time.
Absolutely. So that's why we want to share this with you folks to go to the podcast and download it. We're also on iTunes, and because there's so much value there, take advantage of his, I believe his free offer was one free coaching call. He's very busy, so you'd have to email him and schedule it in, but just a little bit that we have shared with you, if I was, you know, listening to, you know, someone on the radio talking about this guy, Bill Heinrich, I think, well, I think I want to, you know a little bit more about this guy, and you would be absolutely correct. Well, Don, today we're going to have one of my favorite people, Tamara Sue Hunter, I call her. There's only three ladies on planet Earth that I call their middle name Sue. One, of course, that happened in Colorado Springs when we were all out there at the Airbnb house, that beautiful location we were there in Colorado Springs. And the first person I called that was my granddaughter, Michaela. And I've called her that so much, I don't even remember what her middle name was, but I'm sure she's got one. And then, of course, Amber Taylor down there in Florida. I call her Amber Sue. But I'm just so glad that Tamara's with us today because she is being considered for an award. Let's see, I'm putting my glasses on here. It's the Next Impactor Challenge, and she's in the top four or five of that. I know she's going to share that with us. And also, Don, you met her a couple of years ago, and what attracted you to Tamara?
So I was traveling a lot, going to a lot of seminars and learning a lot about speaking. And I was meeting a lot of people, but there was this one woman, Tamara, who when she got on stage or when she was off the stage, people would swarm her and she knew everybody. And so after seeing her at about three different events, I was like, who is this Tamara? I need to get to know this Tamara. So when I had a chance to meet with her and she shared with me what she's all about, I was flabbergasted because she totally comes from the heart, and you'll get to hear her whole story when she joins us. But really what attracted me to her beyond just she knew everyone is she has a story. She has an incredible story about never wanting anyone to go through their cancer journey alone. And cancer had been in my family, and so it really hit my heart. So from that moment forward, we've been like brother and sister. You know, my sister's kind of get angry when I call her sis, but you know, nonetheless, she is like a sister to me. She's an incredible heart, and I can't wait to have her share her story on our show.
Oh yeah, and Tamara's one of the executive training directors at speakerspathway.com, because our show is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. We'll share a little bit more about you, about the Speakers Pathway in a few minutes, but we're going to be getting real close here to commercial break, our first break, and I just want to wind up a few things here, because Tamara will be with us right after the commercial break. And the thing that really impresses me about Tamara was the path that she had to walk. She went through cancer. She knew what she experienced and what she went through. And she fully understand, you know, what it takes and how she felt. And her passion and her why was that she did not want anyone else to have to suffer and be alone just like she had felt. And so we're getting ready to hear us. I got a sign there from Ben, the producer. Last week, Don, we were actually in Studio 3. I don't know if you knew that or not. And thanks to you, we got promoted to Studio 1. We'll be back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Ever get nervous riding in an elevator because you're afraid the cable might snap? It's entered my mind more than once. According to Elevator World magazine, on the rare occasion a cable breaks, the car won't hunch plunge to the bottom. This is because elevators have as many as 10 cables holding them up, each capable of supporting a fully loaded car. Sometimes I feel a little mischievous in elevators. Next time you're feeling like a rapscallion, try one of these little jokes. When there's only one other person in the elevator, tap them on the shoulder and then pretend it wasn't you. Push one of the buttons and pretend it gave you a shock. Or maybe start a sing-along. What's a word for a person who thinks he's funny but no one else does? Witzelsucht. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We were visiting, Don and Tamara and I and Ben, we were visiting during the commercial break. And Ben, our producer today, I was telling Don last week we were in studio number 3, and thanks to Dandy Don's wonderful efforts, we're now in studio number 1. So we got promoted thanks to Dandy Don. And Ben, our producer, he is a former Marine that served in Iraq in 2007-2008. So being a Vietnam veteran, I just want to say welcome home to Ben and thank you for the wonderful job of helping us today on the program. And Dandy Don, we have Tamara with us today, and if you'd be so kind to introduce her and welcome her to the show, I would appreciate it, sir.
Oh, it is an absolute honor. So as I shared before, I've met Tamara at a number of events, and how we connected and our lives have been crossed ever since. She's joined us as an executive training director at Speakers Pathway, and I love having her on the team. I know she is one of the hardest workers I know. I thought I was going to a lot of events. She was going to like 3 times the number, and she works tirelessly. And you know what? She works tirelessly, not for herself, but for others. So I'm honored to welcome Tamara Hunter to the show. Thank you so much, Tamara, for being here today.
Well, thank you for that. Wow. I want to say that I am truly honored to be with both of you. And Ben, I want to say thank you for your service.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tamara. So, you know, I did mention before the Next Impactor. Tell us a little bit more about that. What does that mean? And how did you become a part of that?
Well, you know, the way I became a part of it is I was on a show where I was wearing a bathrobe. One of the co-founders, Lauren Harris, has a bathrobe moment show early in the morning. I was his guest talking about what it is that I do with my nonprofit. And as we were talking, he said, oh my, you know, I really think you should put your name in the hat for the Next Impactor. I did not know what it was. So he encouraged me to look into it, and it is a program. It's a challenge. It's the very first, if you will, season. It is a streaming media a show to be. At some point, it will be a mainline TV show, I have no doubt. And what they're doing is the very first round, they brought in and they opened it up to anybody that feels that they have a message or something that they can go out there and impact the world. And so with you know, both of you know what I'm all about, what my cause is all about. And I thought, okay, I talked with my senior ambassador, Sharon, and we decided, yes, that this would be a good idea. So put my hat, you know, my name in the hat, our name in the hat, and lo and behold, less than 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, my name went up on the board as one of the top 50 for the second round. And so the whole idea is by the end, when we get to August, they will crown the next impactor, and the person that wins that crown, if you will receive a package of over $500,000 worth of help and resources and everything that they will need to get out there and impact the world. It's huge.
Wow, that's really amazing, Tamara. I'm glad you shared that with us, because as you were explaining what the qualifications would be to qualify, I'm thinking, wow, if I was in that game, and I bump against Tamara Hunter, who has chemo buddies for life, I think I'd be reaching for the Rolaids. You know what I mean, Don?
Well, if you ever, I mean, not only chemo buddies for life, but service heroes. And just the following that Tamara has is unbelievable. So, yeah, I'd be running. I'd be running. Yeah. Taking the Rolaids. Like you say, Jim, taking the Rolaids.
Oh, God. You guys are fun.
But Tamara, would you be so kind to share with everyone your journey that started your why when you created this Chemo Buddies for Life? Please Share whatever you're comfortable with there, please.
Oh, I would be happy to. I'm an open book when it comes to this story, because this Chemo Buddies for Life is a 501c3 nonprofit that believes in healing through connections within a buddy's network. And the why is that I am one of four generations and five people through one direct line that have heard three words that can change your life. You have cancer. I am a cancer survivor. And my grandfather, my mother, my brother, my daughter, and myself. And when I faced cancer, I found a buddy. I had a buddy. I met her the very first day of chemotherapy. And we ended up traveling our cancer journey together, and our doctors and our nurses started calling us Double Trouble and the Party Bus. And they would make sure that we were together. And then my buddy, my original buddy, think of Lucy Ricardo and Ricky Ricardo mixed together. She would call herself a hot mess. Yes, she was born in Cuba. She was one of the Freedom Flight children, and funny, like that comedy, that physical comedy, and I'm the organized one. And so between the two of us, our nurses and our doctors started sharing with us that we raised the frequency, and they could see a whole difference when we were there. So they started encouraging us to do something about it, and that's how Chemo Buddies for Life, you know, that's the short version. The why behind my why, and the thing that drives me every day, is my mother, when she had cancer, we didn't know she did. I was going through my active chemotherapy, and my daughter, we thought, was possibly reoccurring. My mother was in tremendous pain with one of the most painful cancers, and she ended up having to be isolated and alone, and I couldn't do anything about it because she ended up with superbugs, and they wouldn't let me be with her. And she became, you know, it was a horrible, her last year of life was absolutely horrible. And every time I think of that, that's what drives me every single day, to make sure that no one will ever face cancer alone like my mother did.
Wow, that's really touches my heart every time you share that story about your mom, and I appreciate that very much. It's just, you know, there's so much of a need out there, and your mission fits right in with everyone that we're here at the Speaker's Pathway, because we're all about helping people and touching people's lives and changing people's lives. And Tamara, you do it at such a much higher level because of your compassion and your mission to help people that's really suffering with life-threatening a disease like cancer. And I can't imagine ever hearing the words, "You've got cancer." I don't even know how I would react, to be honest with you. So I've got to be humble enough to admit that. And Don, I know her story always touches you, even though you've heard it like I have maybe once before.
Yeah, so my father and mother both suffered through cancer. And that's how, you know, Tamara really touched me. And we've been joined at the hip ever since on this great journey. But so you've been able to take this, Tamara, and help others. Can you share with us a story about what you've seen, the power of this connection with some of the people you've helped?
Oh, I would love to. In fact, it's real. We are right now, I am sitting in a chair, if you will, figuratively, of an experience right now. One of our buddies, about a year ago, she came into our community, and immediately it was a connection. She ended up volunteering and becoming our ambassador, and then a senior ambassador. She was helping our other buddies, and she was giving her heart and soul throughout the world. And she's stage 4 vaginal cancer, very painful, and she was having a hard time with it, to a point where she wasn't even allowed out of her backyard yet. Because of the whole program, she was able to touch people throughout the world. we just lost her 2 weeks ago. Within an hour of my name and going up on that board, because remember, I said that Sharon and I decided to do this together. We did, because we have a program that we are literally taking this out to the world, because no one should face cancer alone. And so her doctors and her nurse, her doctor had asked her at least a half a year ago, basically asked her, why are you still alive? And what she said to her doctor was, I am the senior ambassador of Chemo Buddies for Life, and I'm a service hero. I have to live. And her mother, when she and I talked the next day after Sharon had passed, she said, Tamara, do you know that the last year of Sharon's life was the happiest I've seen her in a long time? And though she was in so much pain, this program gave her such purpose every day. And she's just one of many stories.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Thank you so much for what you do, Tamara.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Because what amazes me about you, Tamara, is not only are you involved with Chemo Buddies for Life, and we'll be talking about some of the other things as we're getting too close now for a commercial break to get into it, as far as your Service Hero program and also being an executive training director with SpeakersPathway.com. I mean, I just, you know, when you look at Tamara, she reminds me of the old commercial, the Energizer Bunny. She always wears pink, and I mean, she's, you know, I tip my hat to you, Tamara. I truly, truly do. And whatever you're eating or whatever you're doing there to give you all that energy, let's talk after the show's over.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Don, we're about 30 seconds out from our second commercial break, and we'll be talking to Tamara in just more detail about the things. Do you have anything you'd like to say before we go to break?
I think it's all about purpose, and we're going to talk more about purpose when we come back. We talked about it last week, and we're going to talk more about having purpose.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
I managed to run out of coffee again this morning. I didn't even have enough to make one cup. Boy, was that a miscabobble or big mistake, because I make serious coffee, so strong it wakes up the neighbors. Now, I don't have a problem with caffeine. I have a problem without caffeine. I get wadgety and brickety. Did you know apples are more efficient than coffee for keeping people awake in the morning? Unfortunately, I didn't have any apples either. Acorns were used as a coffee substitute during the American Civil War. Without my hot cup of coffee in the morning, I'm feeling pretty squirrely myself. What do you call that piece of cardboard that wraps around your coffee cup to keep from burning your hand? A zarf.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, joined with my co-host, Mr. Dandy Don McGrath, and we have our very special guest with us today, Tamara Hunter. Prior to the break, we were talking to Tamara about, you know, her why in creating the Chemo Buddies for Life. Her website is chemobuddies4life.org. And, of course, if you were with us, you heard about her struggle and how she was had cancer and the things that she shared with us, which, you know, was very, very some of the things she shared with us I was not aware of. And I'm just really touched. And in addition to that, she's also has a show called The Service Hero Show. And then she's also an executive training director with SpeakersPathway.com. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Tamara and let her start wherever she wants to and anywhere, any of those areas there. Tamara, go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you. You know, I am excited to talk about the Service Hero Show because it really does tie in to Chemo Buddies for Life. Just about everything I do actually does, because when you have a purpose, you are driven. And so a few of my buddies were starting to get a little dark on me. And right around that time, actually, Dandy Dawn and I were in Phoenix, and I was challenged by a good friend of both of ours, Tasha Cooney, for 365 Days of Awesome. And I thought, okay, I'll take that challenge. And then it was a matter of what to do with it. And right around that time, it just made so much sense. I know so many people that are doing great and selfless acts of kindness and getting out there and making a difference. I thought, my buddies need to see this. And so I tied it all together and created 365 Days of Awesome, Celebrate Success Through Service. And I do this on Facebook Live, and I have either a service hero or a service concept, and I do it nearly daily. There's been a couple times I haven't had, but you know, we just finished, today is day number 237. So, you know, we've been able to highlight some amazing people. In fact, both of you are service heroes. Thank you for your service.
No, thank you, Tamara. It was our pleasure to be on your show. We were very honored. And, you know, you're also an executive training director with the Speakers Pathway Coalition. How do you manage all of that? I mean, I'm just kind of curious, you know, I mean, because go ahead.
Well, you know, thank you for asking that, because you, in truth, you know, this has been an evolution. You have something like this, you know that you're called to do it, you've got to bring others into it. So that's why I started going out there and meeting people. And now I actually have a whole team of volunteers. I have a team of ambassadors. I have what we are now calling Team Tamara, and I actually have a campaign manager for the next impactor. And my goodness, you know, shout out to all of them, because we are actually starting to catch fire. Because the bottom line is this, guys. One in every two men and one in every three women, as of last year, the American Cancer Society tells us, will hear those words, you have cancer. And each one of those patients has a friend, someone that loves and supports them. We are a program that supports both sides, the patient and those people that love and support them, and they should not be alone. So everything I do, including, and that's why I was so grateful to be included, to be a part of Speakers Pathway Coalition, because I'm the cause of movement person. If anybody wants to get out there and do what I'm doing, and we have, you know, literally, I have people throughout the world now that we have touched. We need to fill in, you know, the gaps, but we have ambassadors in small islands in the Indies, and we have, you know, in Pakistan, and we have England, and we have, you know, all over the United States. We are affecting people one buddy at a time, and so that they know that they're not alone, and bringing them into our community. And when they want an actual buddy, we do that too. They can have a buddy.
That's amazing, Tamara. I'd like to share something with you. I don't know if I've said this to you or not, but, and I'm going to let Don kick this in. But when Don came to me and suggested you as an executive training director, I don't remember the exact words, but it says it was something along the lines, Don, if you might recall, her heart and her commitment is off the chart. And I said, okay. And I'm so glad I said, okay on that. Don, could you share a little more about that?
Absolutely. So if those who are listening to this, you hear it. And you feel it. You feel where Tamara is coming from. And when, you know, we at Speaker's Pathway, we teach people how to get their message out in a big way. And one of the things we teach people is, you know, when you open a talk, you do something that gets people's attention. And I use Tamara all the time as an example, because in her talk, she opens with, "Who has ever heard these words? You've got cancer."
Wow.
And I'll tell you, so many people stand up, and then she'll say, "So who knows someone who's heard those words?" And the whole audience is on their feet. So I know everyone out there who listens to this, there's like a 99% chance that cancer has touched your life in some way.
Mm.
And so that's what Tamara brings. She brings that incredible heart. And I just love what she does. So when we were putting together our team for Speaker's Pathway, it was like, what better person to bring on that not only leads with the heart, but is able to amass a following like she has? Because entrepreneurs, you want to amass a following. You want to touch people with your message and help people. So Tamara, you walk the walk.
Well, thank you, Don. And you know, and I have to say, in total disclosure, I am so grateful that Don agreed to come onto my board, onto the nonprofits board as the secretary treasurer. And so, because, you know, when you and I sat that one time and we were able to really talk about the fact that your parents, you know, being the adult child of two parents that both passed of cancer, that message right there, and anybody that's listening that possibly has children, and we lead with Chemo Buddies with humor, hope, and heart. Have you had your daily dose of laughter today? And are you looking forward to it with hope? And then the heart. Sometimes, you know, we have to let go with love. And it's not always easy. However, we have helped quite a few of our buddies now with wings to get their wings, to earn their wings, where they felt so empowered and loved and they were ready to go on. And part of that is to know that their children are going to be okay. And that's really where this full program is going. I mean, we are still relatively new nonprofit, and yet the type of numbers that we're building are huge. And so that's why I also went into the next impactor. That's really what the final decision was, is that it's time to grow this so solid that we have the sponsors, that we get that kind of, we're a volunteer and total volunteer organization right now, and we need to get this thing funded and get it going. And so our goal and where we are going, because we just, Frank Shankwitz, the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation, just agreed to become one of our, on our advisory board. He sees it too. We will be like Make-A-Wish is. Make-A-Wish started with one child, and now it affects people throughout the world. The buddies started with one buddy pair, and it will be throughout the world that no one should face cancer alone and should not be crying in the night wondering if there's anybody that will understand them. They need a buddy. The goal is, if you hear those three words, you have cancer, then the next thing you're going to say is, do you have your buddy yet?
Wow,
it's incredible.
It really is. I mean, I'm sitting here and I've listened to Tamara share her story and what she's doing and all, and I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking, wow, what an incredible person. And the message that really comes to my mind there, too, is the fact that no matter what it is in your life that you want to do, follow Tamara's model that she has set there. Let it come from the heart. Let it be focused on blessing others, because money is irrelevant. It really, truly is. People that focus on money, they are cheating themselves like a bandit, because their heart's in the wrong place. And that's what Bill's talk was a lot last week. And hearing Tamara and how she's, you know, helping people and doesn't want anyone to be left behind because she's got skin in that game that you've got cancer. Oh my gosh, I really don't know what's adequate to say as far as my admiration for Tamara and the way that she overcame that and way she is fighting for it. And she's fighting for others too. That's her cause. That's her why. Because that's who she is. That's the real Tamara Hunter. And Don, I'm going to turn the mic over to you because I tell you, you know Tamara longer than I have, and I know you want to say a couple of things about her too.
Yeah, well, I know that there are people out there hearing this who they're like me. They're getting choked up.
Yeah.
And so, Tamara, since yes. there's so many people who this are going to touch, what is the best way right now? If someone is hearing this as a live show or as a podcast, what is the best way for them to get involved? Because almost all of us are touched by this.
The best way to get involved is this. We are growing and we are evolving. And right now, I'm so excited. First of all, go to chemobuddies4life.org and put your name in there. Name and email. You're going to get a celebration journal. It's a full-fledged journal that's a PDF that you can print it out and use it. And then if you or someone you know that needs a buddy now, the best way to find us is go to Chemo Buddies, the 4 life, on Facebook and message us there. We have ambassadors that will get a hold of you immediately, and we will touch you. Touch each and every one, because by golly, just don't let them do it alone.
I know today you probably changed somebody's life. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting about ready to break for another station commercial. We'll be back with Tamara, and she's going to talk a little bit more about that PDF because I know there's people out there that love to hear it. We'll be right back.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Military Network Radio, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, bringing you dynamic interviews each week and fresh information of value to improve your outlook, actions, and encourage each member of your family. From service members, wounded warriors, veterans, military spouses, caregivers, parents, and children, everyone serves, and together we can make a difference. You can find our show at our website, www.militarynetworkradio.com. And at toginetradio.com/militarynetworkradio. Everyone serves, and together we make a difference.
Well, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. I'm joined with Dandy Don McGrath and our very special guest, very special person in our life, Tamara Hunter. And if you've been with us, you know that Tamara is a part. She created the Chemo Buddies for Life. She also has the Service Hero Show. She's being in consideration for the Next Impactor Challenge. She's also an executive training director with the speakerspathway.com. And in addition to that, she was just sharing with us about a booklet that people can get. And would you share a little bit what's in the content of that booklet, if you would, please, Tamara?
I would love to. In fact, it's actually a full-fledged book. It hasn't been uploaded yet into any kind of like Amazon or a bookstore or anything. It's still almost to that point, but it's fully developed. It's 107 pages. So this is a full-fledged journal, and I believe in what we're doing with Chemo Buddies for Life so much that this is an outline of basically everything that helped me to get through my first 3 years of going through diagnosis, the treatment. And my doctor actually said to me that I was one of his patients that got more side effects than most. And I really think that was by design. I was meant to be able to understand and be empathetic of our buddies because of being there and doing it. And so what I did was you have places that you can put your information of what's going on and then be able to journal about humor, hope, and heart and chocolate days and then what's next. And chocolate days is only you can call it chocolate day every once in a while. And that's your day to feel maybe a little bit sad or down in the dumps or something. But you only get a day like that every once in a while. The next day, boy, you know, the sun is shining, make that bed, get ready. Even if you make that bed just to get back in it, that's okay. Do it. So I want them to be able to have it, yes.
Absolutely. That's amazing, because having a booklet like that from someone who has, you know, been there and as a guide, I mean, Don, that's extremely important, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I wish this was around when my parents kind of needed it. So, who wouldn't give anything for just one more day?
Right. And Don, you know, I want to address that because of the fact that in 2017, there is a actual study, a medical study. You can go and you can read about it. It's July 2017 out of England. And it talks about that very thing. If you isolate yourself, don't do it because you won't live as long. But if you are socialized or have a buddy, you can live longer. Your quality of life is going to definitely be better, but you can actually lengthen your life. And there are so many amazing things that are happening out there in the cancer world. And know this, our name is Chemo Buddies for Life, because that's where I met my original buddy, my co-founder, in the chemotherapy room. But it doesn't matter what type of treatment you decide to go with, if it's traditional, alternative, adjunctive. Our stand is do it with a buddy.
And I think we can take this lesson outside of the context of that suffering. It's important for entrepreneurs to seek community too. And I think we really felt that at our January event where all of our team got together. The power of that community is incredibly powerful in achieving kind of whatever it is, whether it's recovering from something, grieving for something, or building a business.
You're absolutely right, Don. Go ahead, Tamara, please.
I was just going to say that's so true. In fact, a couple of my ambassadors, that's their message, is that can be one of the most important things is community, one of the most. And so we call it healing through connections within the Buddies Network. And we have people within our network, within our group, that are there and they don't have cancer. One actually, she came to me and she said, I really want to be a part of your community. I have kidney disease. Can I join? I'm like, come on in. So right now I want to throw it out there. We are looking for, I have now a few of them. And so one of my other messages, I'm looking for people that will consider donating kidneys, because we've got people that need them. And one is a single mom that's here in the United States. a PhD that's contributed so much. She volunteered with us. She's going into failure. She's got a kid that's not even 18 yet and no other family, just our community. You know, so we can do this. That's what's exciting. We can do this. So if you are at all considering helping, please consider that too.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing. I'm glad you shared that with us, because that's extremely important, because a lot of people out there, they're alone and in all areas of their life. And that's what it's about. It's about a community, having, friends to help you. And because there's no, when I'm going to use a very poor example here, but when I owned my own business and I did business with, big companies like Alcoa, the Waste Management, things like that, I was alone. There wasn't anybody I could call on or talk to, or anybody that could help or guide me. And it's a lonely world. It really is. And you think about, having an illness like cancer or needing a kidney. That's got to be a tough road to hoe. And I hate to shift gears right now, but it's a Friday freebie time. Every week we give away Friday freebies, and I got to ask Dandy Don what he's got on the menu for today.
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to tie this into what Tamara's been up to. So one of the things that I was involved recently was being a TEDx coach, helping 8 speakers give their TEDx speeches in Cocoa Beach. And I learned a ton being part of the committee and doing the coaching. So right now we're piloting a course about how to give your great TEDx talk, how to get on a stage, how to give that talk, and how to make the most of it. So Tamara is actually, going through that course and helping us pilot that. So what we put together ahead of when that course is available is a downloadable PDF about how to give your great kick butt TEDx talk. And it walks through how to understand TED. What are the 5 simple steps understanding TED? Well, you got to understand what they're all about in order to really get a stage, how to win a TEDx stage, how to give a great talk, how to make the most out of that talk. So that's available. You can go to speakerspathway.com. There's a menu at the top, says TEDx training. Click on that. You can download that for free. So that's our gift to you this week. And Tamara, I know you've been through some of the training, and what are your thoughts on it so far?
I am so excited. Absolutely. I am getting the type of training, that's the thing I really appreciate about being part of Speakers Pathway Coalition, is because, you're talking about community. And my thought as I was hearing the two of you is that we are, I couldn't do all of this without the kind of help that I'm getting even from the other executive training directors and the two of you. And when I put it out there that, okay, before the end of the year, one of my goals is to be on a TEDx stage, and then here we are doing this, and I am feeling so empowered and so excited. I can't wait until each one of the classes, because it's like, okay, yes, I see it, and this is going to happen, and it's invaluable, the experience, the knowledge and the education that you give, Don, because you are so thorough and I just absolutely, and if anybody can help anybody get on a stage and then get even better, and be so prepared, it's the two of you. And Don, you are just amazing at that.
Well, I can't wait to see you on that TED stage. I can't wait to see your video up on TED.com. I just can't wait, because I know it's just going to affect so many people. Average of 1.7 million views on TED.com. So we're going to get you there.
Yes, and sorry to step on your words, Jim, but I just want to say each one of those million plus people, they all know someone that's had cancer.
Oh, you know it. I tell you, I was just going to share real quickly. If Don was a surgeon and I needed surgery, as detailed and as the way he pays attention to everything, his focus and all, I'd go to him for surgery. But Tamara, I know that you want to get caught up in the Friday freebie, and I just bet I know what the people out there would love for you to give them.
Yes, it's the celebration journal. And what it is, it's full of love, health, and amazing success. And it's to help you realize that anybody that, and this can be, you know, not for just anybody that's dealing with cancer, because, you know, only one little piece of it is that. Rest of it is just really, how do you navigate to be, you know, find the joy and the hope and the just go for it kind of attitude in life. We all have something that gets us down at some point. We all do. It doesn't matter. And this will help you. And so please go and just, you know, go sign up at chemobuddies4life.org, and it will immediately come right back to you. And that is our gift to you. And, as you know, I would love for you guys to do that.
Well, thank you so much, Tamara. After the show is over, Don and I are going to be working on the outline of it. We will also put all of the email addresses and the websites there for you folks for convenience. So when you come back this afternoon or at your convenience, you'll be able to review the show, get the pertinent information for you. And Dandy Don, next week we got another very special guest. Would you be kind enough to share that with us, please, sir?
Absolutely. And this guest, very near and dear to both of us, Jim, right? I mean, we went to, he trained us. He gave us some incredibly valuable information on marketing. And he's one of the most giving people I know. I know that when I went to him early in the morning, you know, I went to him at one of the seminars. I said, you know, I really need some help thinking through my branding. He said, can you meet at 7 a.m. tomorrow? You know, he's just that giving. So I'm so super excited to have Dustin Matthews as our guest next week. And Jim, I know he means a lot to both of us.
Yes, he does, because the reason why Dustin's going to be on our show, he qualifies because he comes from the heart. That's a prerequisite to be on this show. And Dustin is just like a brother to us, and we're about out of time for the day, but I want to personally thank again Tamara Hunter, ChemoBuddiesForLife.org, for joining us today. On behalf of Dandy Don, I'm Jim Grant, your host, and we so thank you so very much. We'll catch you next week, Friday, at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, because I live in Texas, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in.